A Chinese government-owned rail car factory in Springfield, Massachusetts, will stay in business despite attempts by some in Washington to shut it down. A Pentagon spending bill passed by the Democratic-controlled U.S. House and by the Senate, where Republicans are in charge, contains language beneficial to CRRCMA, the Chinese-owned passenger rail car manufacturer that has an assembly plant in Springfield. There had been a bipartisan effort in Washington to block federal funds for transportation projects from going to Chinese-owned firms. But now CRRC will be able to keep doing business in the United States, albeit with a few restrictions. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said it's a huge relief.
This is a great news for the city of Springfield. And again, CRRC is the North American headquarters for the largest railway manufacturing company in the world.
Sarno said the credit for saving the factory and about 200 jobs goes to Democratic Congressman Richard Neal.
And that goes to the respect that Congressman Neal, Chairman Neal, Richie, as we call him, has across the board and always looks to work in a bipartisan fashion. And that's the clout that he has, and that is extremely important.
CRRC is assembling new subway cars for Boston's MBTA at the Springfield factory. In a statement, Neal said, quote, "These rail cars are being built for Massachusetts residents by Massachusetts residents at a competitive wage with negotiated health and retirement benefits. This employer is important to Springfield and the region," end quote. In addition to the MBTA, CRRC has contracts to build trains at the Springfield factory for public transit systems in Philadelphia and Los Angeles. The language in the National Defense Authorization Act allows CRRC to do additional work for those current customers and gives it a 2-year window to bid on federally funded transit projects across the country, except for Washington, D.C.'s Metro. Critics contend that CRRC unfairly undercuts its competition, and some believe it could be a threat to national security. CRRCMA spokesperson Lydia Rivera said the company is grateful to Congressman Neal for taking a stern stance on their behalf.
It is about jobs and improving the local economy in western Massachusetts.
With production schedules to keep for the Boston and Philadelphia transit systems, CRRC plans to add about 80 workers in Springfield in 2020, according to Rivera.
We are going to continue to identify procurement opportunities across the country, and we'll bring this work to the Springfield facility, and we will actually honor our commitment that we made when we walked into Springfield in 2013, that we were here to, yes, build rail cars, but invest in the local economy and create jobs.
When the MBTA awarded CRRC an $800 million contract in 2014 to build more than 400 new Orange Line and Red Line subway cars, it mandated that the final assembly take place in Massachusetts. CRRC built a $95 million factory on Page Boulevard in East Springfield on the site of the former Westinghouse manufacturing complex, which during its heyday employed 5,000 people. Since arriving in Springfield, CRRC has worked with local trade unions, the city's vocational high school, area colleges, and the Regional Employment Board to develop a skilled workforce for the factory. The factory also purchases goods and services from dozens of local suppliers. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.